Bucks County Bites, you are not going to believe who I have coming on in just 2 minutes. I have found a new young artist who blew me away. I found her by accident. I happened to be on my Facebook kind of scrolling through. I do love listening to music of all kinds. And I happened to see this woman whose name is Skylar Love. And I was blown away by her voice. I'm like, oh my gosh. And she was featured on this New Jersey pack, I believe it was. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to reach out and see what I can do. I happened to find the person that posted it, contacted him. And fortunately, he has a bunch of people that's connected to me. So there was that mutual connection. And we talked and they got it all set up. And next thing you know, we've got her. Got her. She's coming on in a minute. And so excited because she is amazing. She's got an amazing voice. And let's give her a call. All of my friends, oh, they have went away. But I didn't, no, I didn't even care. You whispered in my veins. Oh, you always make me feel insane, but I like it. Do I really even like it? And I know it's bad. Oh, no, it's wrong. But I won't, I won't.
Hello, Martha.
Hello, James. How are you? Hey, Bucks County Bites, it is Martha coming to you, and we have some super, super guests coming on here. You're not going to believe I found Skylar Love. Oh my gosh, she's blowing me away with her music, and I've got two of her members with her. I believe one is the producer and one is the drummer, if I'm correct. They can correct me if I am wrong, but I have...
Yes, yes.
It's like, did I get it right? Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. I also play triangle.
No,
I didn't know that. Throw that in. Okay.
So we got James here. We have Skylar Love. Say, James, say hi out there. Say hi to the world.
Hi.
Hi,
Skylar. And who else do we have there? Ed.
Ed. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, there you are. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I can't believe that I found you by accident. I was not expecting this at all. I just happened to be scrolling through because I'm always looking for music and new artists. And I just came across you were in New Jersey pack, I believe it was.
And yeah.
I was like, look at that voice. Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. And I thought, you know, why not? I'll just reach out to you. And then James, I think it was James or it was Ed. Somebody has like all these mutual contacts. I'm like, okay, well, this should be good.
I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a very, very cool thing. Now, I understand that all of you just got done with practice. Am I correct?
Yes, we
okay.
did. We've been working on Christmas songs because it's December and it's Christmas. But I'm Jewish.
That's great. You're doing Christmas songs. You're Jewish. No, I love it. I love it. So, Skylar, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, and then we'll go with Ed and James. It doesn't matter what order, but go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, hi. I'm Skylar Love. I'm 15 years old. I'm from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. I sing and I write music and I play guitar, ukulele, piano, all that jazz. I don't play jazz music though. but yeah, that's me. And I have a British drummer.
Yeah. So I wear flip flops in winter.
Do you? Good. So do
I. Yeah,
I
like it. I like things to breathe.
That's awesome. See,
is that a problem? What was that?
No, not a problem.
Oh my gosh, you guys are too funny. I only got two of you so far. Where's the third one in there?
I'm here. I just try to keep the whole thing together. Oh, so I'm basically Skylar's dad. My name's James, and I help, book the shows and everything and help in the studio a little bit, but I'm the glue that keeps the ADD and the ADD together.
Yeah, it's not even duct tape.
You guys are too much. Up and up. Oh my gosh. You guys have this chemistry together. The wonder it works so well. You have
this is why I drink, just so you know.
Oh my god.
Well, you mean tea. No, alcohol.
Oh my gosh. So Skylar. So I wish you, a lot of people don't know who you, I mean, they're learning who you are, and they will know once I get done with them. And of course you're out there all over the place. Tell them how old you are. I still can't get over this. How old are you, Skylar?
I'm 15. I just actually turned 15 over the summer.
So. Oh my gosh. And you have this incredible voice.
My birthday's July 25th. So when I turn 16, you can wish me a happy birthday. If you
They can send you presents.
Yeah, you can send me presents. I actually really like Flaming Hot Cheetos, so just a little bit.
And a set of white curtains. That's what I got for Christmas.
Oh my God.
white curtains and Flaming Hot Cheetos.
So tell me, Ed, are you from Scotland? Where are you from?
No, hence the word. Cambridge, UK.
Oh, you're from Cambridge. Okay. What are you doing over here with Skylar? How did you find each other? How did you guys meet?
Well, I like shopping at Kmart, and they didn't have them over there. So I love khaki, things and such. But I'm just saying.
He's just good.
Oh, my God.
Next thing you know, we all start talking British around. I love khaki. Is that a problem?
You love Well, we got plenty of khakis here.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's okay. You guys, you know, you get that energy together when you're doing your rehearsal. So when you get off that, you know, you're doing your rehearsal, now you've got all this energy and now you're releasing it. And you guys are just like giggling. It's fun. It's good to have this.
This is just how we always are. This is like, and I didn't even have a soda today. And I usually have a lot of soda. And then I get like,
really?
No,
I have a lot of soda, as Manager says.
Yeah, I've been restricted, unfortunately.
Restricted from sugar. Is that sugar that's getting you all that energy from the sodas? Is that where you get it from?
No, I have ADHD. So
you put the sugar on top of ADHD? Oh, no. Oh my gosh. Well, how did you, so where did you meet? I mean, I know you got the Kmart thing and the khakis going on, but did you meet?
I do like khakis.
Let me remind myself to send you khakis for Christmas. I will.
Khakis for Christmas?
I would love it. I love it.
Khakis for Christmas. It. Send it to your studio.
And some khakis for my birthday.
Oh my gosh. So are you from the East Coast or the West Coast? You're from the East Coast, right? Okay. Have you been over to the West Coast to perform at all? Like before the pandemic hit, where were you taking your music to?
I was over in LA last year, actually, in November, because I entered in this competition for School of Rock, and it was called Center Stage. And what happened was you went through a process where you had to sing, and then they were like, and then they chose like 90 people to 25 people, and 25 people like got to go to LA overall. And I ended up going to get out there and going to Atlantic Records to record in the studio, which is where I recorded my first two songs. And I got to play in the Roxy Theater. And it was a really, really fun experience. I really want to go back out there. And they have really good tacos.
That's incredible. You're in Atlantic. This is all before COVID. And they have great tacos.
Yes.
Did you bring any tacos back when you came to the East Coast to get some ideas that you can create the tacos that they have out there? They're very different than East Coast. Absolutely.
No, I wish I brought tacos back. But no. Okay, like I bought extra.
Well, I know you ate a lot of them.
But I could have bought extra.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I go out, I'm actually going out next week. I will bring some tacos back for you. And
you're going to LA next week?
I am.
Oh my gosh, we'll have a great safe trip.
I will bring tacos. You tell me what kind of tacos you want. I will bring I have to drive a car back to here.
Okay, well, what I usually get for tacos is steak, extra cheese, extra sour cream.
I got it. Well, it's on the podcast. I can't forget it.
It's very simple.
Very simple. Where was your favorite taco place there in California?
I don't remember the name of the taco place.
I'm trying to think. I was there with her. It was Loving Tacos or something like that.
But it was very, very good. And the burrito was like the size of my head.
it was very good food.
Very fun.
Yeah, it was very, very good. Jeez. I enjoyed it out there.
It's an amazing place. It's a whole different world. You know, the weather's great. We don't have to deal with all this stuff that we have on the East Coast. Yeah, it's amazing. California, the people. I love the culture, especially North and South, either one. It's good. You know, James, I have a question. How do you manage these guys? there's a lot of work.
Like I said, I drink a lot. That'll happen. They're great. I mean, they actually, right now, they are doing hand signals to each other. And that practice is very hard to try to rein them in, actually, when they're practicing and learning new songs or working on things.
Yeah.
Right now, they're basically air fighting and Skyler's eating a Mr. Crab Goger and drinking a Stone IPA. I'm actually drinking Aquafina. I don't know. He's not.
Wow.
They're a blast, like I said.
Oh, I could see that. I mean, I could hear them. It's amazing. I mean, I can't even keep up to them in there. They're wild, but their music. Your music is fantastic, Skylar. I don't know.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. How you developed your voice? When did you start with music? How old were you? Did you start playing instruments? Did you start voice? What did you do?
Well, I first started singing, like, when I was really young. I don't really remember when I first started singing. I've just kind of always been singing. And then I started writing, like, poems and stuff, and that kind of made me start to write music. And then I got a keyboard when I was 11. And that's where I really started, like, writing and playing music. And that's when I started playing out more. And then fast forward a few years later, Ed started playing with me too, and it's been very, very fun, and I'm very grateful for all of it ever since. So,
well, you've got a great combination there with all of you, because it takes a team to make it work. So, Ed, you know, he keeps everything going with the beat. You know, plays. He's a drums, right?
I bought a speaking spell when I was six, and then when you pull the string and the cow says moo. There's a rhythm, it's so in time, that's what got me into drumming.
That's what you got.
It's not a speaking spell, what is it called? Spinning spell, something like that, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Ed, who were your influences in music? Like when you started playing and started getting into music, who were your influences? Like, what were your favorite bands, artists?
So I'm an Elvis Presley freak.
Okay.
Jason Bonham. Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees. I love the show.
Oh, I love that Monkey what? Show. I mean, it's a classic. That's a classic.
I'm just joking about the Monkees.
You're joking about the Monkees.
Well, it's a musical show, everyone.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I know you, like, you know, you can edit this, just edit that all out. No,
this is what makes the show. This is what people love to hear. Like, they do. I mean, there's some.
Yeah, I thought it would be boring. I thought it would sit here and go, so that's, you know.
It's like interviewing the Beatles.
Skylar's wearing a pants, Father Christmas.
Yeah, I'm wearing. Well, yeah, no, wait, what?
And you're wearing a Father Christmas hat as well.
All right, so
yeah,
that's all right. No, okay. So we've got some information on Ed there that we did get some musical influences there, who he likes. So Skylar, who are your favorite people out there as artists right now? What's your favorite music?
Harry Styles. I love him. I love that man with my whole heart. I'm gonna meet him. By the way, he's gonna live in the west wing of my home, and as long as he wants to. And he lives in a tree hole, by the way. So just out there. Ed lives in a tree hole. Not Harry Styles. Harry Styles lives in a hole.
It's funny. So how did you develop? I mean, you developed your voice. You got a really cool voice. How did you kind of develop that? Did you, you did that when you were, as you started playing and writing and you started kind of singing and it just kind of, you developed it at that point. And you're not that, 10, 11 years old, you started doing that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've always kind of been singing, but I really started taking it seriously, when I was 11. I don't really know how I developed my voice. I just guess I sang and it developed.
Very unique. You have a very unique voice, and that's what's captivating. And I listened to your YouTubes, and I got you on my Spotify. I listened to every song a few times, actually. And I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm excited to get it out there, to all the social media world from A to Z. Trust me. And I'm on Breaker. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you with Breaker or not, if that can help boost you. I'm hoping it does. Because Breaker's brand new, and you had to be invited to get into it.
Oh, that's cool. But thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do getting your sound out there. Now, here's a question for you. Now, Ed, so you know that they've been playing for how long? The last hour?
I'm sorry, what?
How long have they been practicing tonight? About an hour?
Oh, yeah, they've been practicing. Yeah, we did quarter past.
Okay.
But quarter past five, okay.
So here's something I'm going to ask you guys. I know you're probably tired a little bit, maybe. You could you sing just a minute to 2 minutes worth of something? Like right on the podcast, and that's, something different.
Sing right now?
Yeah, just spell it out, You could throw a couple drums in there.
No, I don't need a guitar, but...
have your voice. You just need your voice. And if Ed wants to throw a beat in the back, he can. But just a real short... I mean, 30 seconds, a minute, doesn't have to be long. It's fun to do that. People love it on the podcast.
Just pick up on the racing against your heart. I like the 95 song.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'll, this is my song, Racing Against Your Heart, by the way. Maybe you did down 95 while I was fighting Julia, or I don't mind the hours. I hope it ends right. And I'm good at the dude, staying in decision. Ripping on it apart. Oh, but I'm on the freeway. And I'm racing against your heart.
Wow, that's so cool. Thank you. Oh my gosh,
that's so cool.
Skylar, you're the best. And you just dropped everything. You just sang it, that voice. My gosh, it's gorgeous. Oh my gosh, it's so
unique.
It's crazy. Now, James, do you sing with Ed and Skylar there, or you just manage them? You don't get in there and play instruments?
Yeah, like I said, I'm Skylar's dad, so I just watch them do what they do, and it's amazing. Like I said, watching Skylar, and now that Ed joined her, it's amazing.
Wow.
But what's crazy is, I'll tell you something, this definitely has to be put out into the world. Ed and Skylar does play a gig 3 hours or 4 hours whenever they're out. We come back. She'll pick up her guitar and still play. Like when you said her,
hours on end.
Yeah,
hours on end.
She was so excited just to sing right there. If you asked her, if she had the podcast, she would just sing. But yeah, she'll play until the wee hours of the morning, writing new songs, singing new songs.
That's dedication.
Yeah, she wants me to be her life, so that's why I'm here.
And I have to have Gordon Ramsay make me a steak one day.
I can make that happen. It may happen.
You're gonna make that happen?
Yeah, we yeah, okay.
Now, all of you have families. Are they all very supportive of everything that you do?
100%.
Yes.
Gigantic team around us.
That's what we love to hear. That's great. You know, whether it's girlfriend, wife, boyfriend, whatever it is, yeah, you've got 100% support back there. Now, how is the COVID? I know that everything came to a halt. It's been horrible. How are you handling all your music right now, Skylar, James, Ed? Are you doing live streaming right now? I know you can't really go to play anywhere because of the situation. So what's the next step with all this pandemic going on?
Yeah, so I'll chime in on that. So Skylar basically was supposed to go to L.A. She was supposed to play a bunch of festivals right before COVID happened. They all got canceled. They went virtual. Some just totally got canceled till, you know, next year. So she did some of the virtual ones, and then I decided, she sat here and she's like, Dad, I want to go play. I still want to play out. So we jumped on and I started, you know, booking shows locally within like an hour or two away. We're playing Montage Mountain coming up this ski season. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're not letting COVID stop us. So
good. That's good. Keep on going. It's all you can do. Stay positive. Keep it going. Play. People need music now, especially now.
Sorry, what?
No, people really need the music. They need it. They need to hear it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, like, I mean, it sucks that we're kind of just, like, shut down right now. Mm-hmm. But for me, just, like, being able to go out and still play, I'm grateful for every second of it. And that I have Ed with me as well. And I love that we're able to still play, especially like during these types of times. And I love playing. I love doing it.
We're very fortunate to get to do it 2 to 3 times every week.
Yeah.
That's great. So you're getting together at least 3 times a week to practice.
Yeah, all the time you use the schedule. We have a gigantic schedule.
I can't imagine. No, as long as you keep it going and you're staying safe out there and you're staying healthy. So what could you tell anybody out there in the music industry that, like, say a young girl or, you know, a young guy wants to get into music and they're like, say they're 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, what would you tell them to give them some help? Where do you go? How do you start? How do you get heard? I mean, right now everything is, I mean, think about TikTok, you got, you know, Snapchat, you got everything out there that you can get your music out on YouTube. I mean, what would you tell somebody starting out who wants to get heard? What's the best way for them to get heard?
I mean, first things first, you kind of just really have to have the drive to get there. If you're just going to go and play out because someone told you, oh, you have a decent voice, or that your mom and dad are kind of like making you go out and play, like, it's just, you're not going to have that type of motivation and drive if you just go out and play. Like, you have to have emotion in there. And that's the first big thing for me, because even like when I'm not singing my songs on stage and I'm like just singing covers, I'm still like, you know, singing with emotion. So it's like, that's one big thing for me. Starting out is like, I mean, just go for it and see where it gets you. I mean, that's kind of what I did. I just kind of went for it. I was like, I want to sing, so I'm going to do this, you know? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's good advice. Yeah, because especially out there, you got a lot more people getting involved with it. Yeah, they're trying to see if they have a voice, you know, they have any talent. And they're just experimenting. They're going out there, putting themselves down there, live streaming. You know, they're going to get some people that make it and some people that don't. But you really have to be persistent. Very persistent. And you
definitely
do have to have emotion.
Yeah.
You do. You know, so when you're playing any instrument, you have to do it. Because I played guitar for 30 years. So I always had emotion behind whatever I sang, whatever I played. And no matter what instrument I played, I did that. And I played flute, guitar, violin, bagpipe, a few instruments. So you always put that emotion behind it. It makes a beautiful song, beautiful voice. It really means everything.
There's always the three P's: practice, patience, and persistence.
Absolutely. You're correct about that. So true.
I was taught so that true. Back in the day from a man named John Finberg. He's mm-hmm. listening out there in the world, but he actually went on to manage a bunch of bands. He used to manage my band when I was younger. So, mm-hmm. but he always said that, and I always told Skyler that that's what you have to have. You have to have patience, practice, and persistence. And
he'll
go anywhere with that.
Yeah.
And my parents have never really they've never told me hey, this is what you need to do. You need to go out and play. Because I could have a voice and then just sit home all day and play video games if I wanted to. But I'm not doing that. I could be going out with my friends all weekend and hanging out with them, but I'd rather sing than do that. Not that I don't care about my friends or people. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to go.
Y'all don't care about your friends. Mum's okay. here. Tell your mum to say hi as well.
Your
mom's here.
Say hello, Mum.
Hi.
Hello, Mrs. Skyler. How are you?
Hi, Mrs. Skyler.
Oh, good. And my little sister is here. This is Karma. Yeah. Hello, love.
Hello.
No, two cool names. Skyler Love and Karma.
Hello, Carmen.
Bye.
How are you?
Good.
Say hello to the world out there. We listen. Everybody's listening out there in all countries.
Okay. Oh my God! Hello, world.
You talk British make fun.
You know, I love that British.
I love your hat. It looks very.
My hat.
Again, it's so much fun. Like I said, when we practice after practice, it's always hanging out, talking, and talking about what we practice, and again, the next show and. What we're doing next.
Oh, you guys are awesome. You really are, because you have a good chemistry together. And, laughter is great medicine. It'll cure anything. It'll heal anything, right? And you have to have that, when you do all these shows. When you go on the road, Skyler, when you start, you and Ed, and you're out there performing, and this is what's going to make you make it, because you got that laughter. You got really cool personalities. And Ed,
thank you so much. Thank you.
And I love
Ed's
accent.
Yeah, we really
accent.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You're awesome for having us on, by the way.
Thank you. I'll listen to funny shows.
Ed, you need to do your own podcast so we can hear your voice. We love your voice.
My voice, thank you.
Oh, you love your voice,
Skyler. Can I add something?
And Ed,
add something?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mom.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to add in there is that because she didn't share this, and she's probably going to get really mad at me after this is over, but I think a lot of what started her too on her journey in music is the fact that she had a lot of issues with bullying in school, and she actually really focused in on her music and started writing these amazing songs to help her through such a difficult time, which I feel like is an important thing to add, because there's a lot of kids out there that don't have an outlet for this, and they end up, unfortunately losing their lives because of that.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm glad you added that. It's so true.
When I first started writing this, I've dealt with a lot of homophobia throughout the years as well. My first song was about a girl that it was my first crush on a girl. And I was what is this that I'm feeling? And she was just kind of not into it. Not that she wasn't into it. She was just she didn't kind of want the world to know that she liked me as well, because she was afraid of what she was feeling. So I wrote a song about it, and then that's when I was what? This can actually really help me. And then, but now I've found myself writing songs that, can be relatable towards that type of situation. I wrote a song that is on our EP. It's called Shouldn't Bother You, and it's kind of a little gay anthem, if you will. I wrote it about how... if you are feeling a certain way, if you are a young person who is coming out as gay, it's you feel you're not accepted and you're not valid towards the world.
even though you are. And it's kind of just like a screw you to a lot of homophobic people. But okay. Yeah, I mean,
that's amazing. That's amazing that you let that out, tell people, because it really does help a lot of people that are struggling with that right now. You know, to write a song about that and yeah, express it, your feelings, that can help so many people that listen to your music. You're making a big impact. You just don't have an idea how much you have. You really don't.
Yeah, that's like the main reason why I do write. It's like I just really want to have an outlet and have somewhere where other people can share the same experiences. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I like writing about things that have never personally happened to me, mm-hmm. but I like writing in the perspective of somebody else's experiences because I want to try and make a little bit of like a community almost of people who have experienced certain things, and this can be a song that they want to go to and be like, hey, you know, I can like, mm-hmm. I can cry with this song because it's how I'm feeling.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, yeah.
It is. And what your mom said too is very true, because that bullying is a problem. You know, if you've got all kinds mm-hmm. of bullying, whether it's, you know, when you see someone or whether you're online, it's a problem. And that's an outlet. If people could express themselves, you know, they're having problems with bullying. You know, music is an outlet. Writing is an outlet.
Yeah, definitely.
Any of that. It just, you know, maybe you can help somebody. You know, if somebody hears that story, this is how you started, why? It might help somebody. If you can help one person or two, and then those people help other people, it's, you know, it's paying forward. You know, you're helping so many. You have no idea. Ed is helping people. James, you're this whole cool team.
Yeah, you're helping people. Good for you.
Yeah. We all cry.
You're an emotionless
brother. Ed's helping people by knowing that he loves khakis and he's going to get khakis in the mail.
Yeah.
We get tacos really and khakis in
California. I don't really like khakis.
Well, I'll bring it back from. I'll go to California. I'll bring you something else back other than tacos. I'll figure something out to bring you back. Who knows? I'll surprise you guys.
You're seriously, you're awesome.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Well, you guys, I'm so happy that you could join us. If there's anything else that you could add to this podcast tonight, anything that you can tell the world, tell your listeners, because there's people that you do have a huge following out there. I know that. So, and it's going to go all over the place. So let them know something that you really want them to hear.
I mean, I just hope that they can hear my message and my music, and hope that it can be something that's relatable towards them. And people can, like I said, kind of empathize with the song. And I just hope that I make somewhat of an impact on the world with my music. And I just wanted to say thank you for having us on here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you for listening to my music.
What's your website?
Oh, yeah. And you can visit me on officialskylarlove.com. So.
I'm about to have a website. I'm on hers.
All those links, Skylar, all the links will be in there. Don't worry. All those will be in there. Every platform that this is on, all those links are in there. They'll be able to connect with you that way. And Ed, what do you have to say to everybody out here? I know you got something good.
I feel very fortunate to be behind this talent every night. It's a blessing. Just to hear her voice, because mine's quite annoying. So hers is very blissful. So I feel very fortunate.
You're very lucky. You're very lucky, man.
Thank
you guys, are awesome. James. And James, what can you add to all this with Ed and Skylar?
Nothing. No, honestly, like I said, I'm just so proud of Skylar and Ed. I mean, everything they do, they surprise me every day when they, right now they're actually spinning Skylar's ring and not even paying attention to me because they're
we're paying attention. This is how
Tally focus. No, honestly, it's so great to see what they do and be a part of it. And it's so much fun.
That's awesome. You guys are great. You got family members there. You got mom and sister. All of you are fantastic people. Keep up. Just keep up the great music and the love that you have for each other. And be safe and be healthy. And we'll get through this. We will. We'll survive all this. And you'll be on some stage somewhere in part of the country. You'll have this, you know, you'll be producing a record, music. You're gonna do it. You know, you're doing it. We just gotta get through this, okay? Hang in there.
Sounds great.
Thanks so much, guys. You guys have a great evening, okay?
Thank you so much. Take care. You're welcome.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Good night. Take care.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Skylar Love, Ed, and James. Oh, my gosh. They were unbelievable. Very funny. Kept me laughing. Mom was in there. Sister was in there. It was a really cool, very cool podcast. Get to know Skylar a little bit about her music, a little bit of the backgrounds about all of them. Ed was an absolute hoot. James is trying to control them all, and Skylar's just singing and writing her heart out. Everybody, I hope that you received that message from Skylar. It's very important to hear what she said. It's such a trying time right now, growing up, being a young girl, young boy, and knowing what's going on with your body and things that are changes. You know, she's very powerful in her songs and her writing. And Mom, I'm glad that you shared that with us about the bullying. It's very important to know. All of you, have a wonderful night. Enjoy Skylar's music. All those links will be in there. And make sure that you subscribe, share, and like Bucks County Bites.
I've got bruises on my brain, got a big headache, and I